Candidates for mayor in Sitka were among the first to offer reactions to the news that True Alaska Bottling had shut down. TAB bottled water in Alaska under the name True until Friday at Sitka's Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. Bottling was one of the first industries to move into the site of the former Alaska Pulp Corporation mill. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Current Assemblymember and mayor candidate Nancy Cavanaugh said that the official announcement of the TAB closure came as no surprise.
As an assembly, if it had been brought to us sooner, it probably would have been shut down. It's a hard decision to make, but it really was the Cove, the Sawmill Cove Board, that really worked to try and keep this business thriving.
TAB and its bankrupt predecessor, the Sitka Beverage Corporation, often had been in arrears to the city for lease and utility payments. TAB purchased its 3-acre property and building in 2006 and leased another 9 acres at Sawmill Cove. The Sitka Assembly canceled the lease in February for non-payment. Mayor candidate Mary Magnuson said she didn't want to second-guess the actions of prior assemblies or the Sawmill Cove Board. She wanted to support the businesses like Silver Bay Seafoods that were productive partners at the Cove site.
We do, as a city, need to do something out there. We need to either sell off the property or tighten up the management some so that a company cannot get in a position where it owes the city thousands and thousands of dollars for anything. I know that Silver Bay isn't necessarily very popular, but they have pumped millions of dollars into this community.
Silver Bay Seafoods is a consortium of seine boat owners who, in a widely criticized move, were given ownership of the former pulp warehouse and dock at Sawmill Cove in exchange for millions of dollars in anticipated repairs. True Alaska Bottling also had several provisions built into its purchase contract that required improvements to its property, most of which Cove officials believe have not been done. Some of those provisions contained language that would cause the land and building to revert to city ownership. Enforcing the reversion may prove difficult. Sawmill Cove officials think that TAB may have transferred its assets to another business, Oregon-based Cove Partners LLC, at about the same time it purchased the property from the city. The city of Sitka has reportedly brought in outside legal help to untangle the web of contracts that have built up over the TAB plant. Mayor candidate Scott McAdams told the forum that if not TAB, some future business would almost certainly ship water from Sitka.
You know, if you don't have PepsiCo or Coca-Cola behind you, it's a difficult enterprise to be successful in. But nevertheless, we live on a planet with finite water resources. I suspect, a future assembly in the 2020s will probably be shipping water out of that site, maybe in bulk containers, maybe back to bottling. But I think this was a best effort. I can't fault prior assemblies for looking at, the sort of economic enterprise zoning and the way that they've governed Sawmill Creek, particularly on this issue. So maybe an idea that just came before the timing was right.
Candidate Cavanaugh agreed that there was still a future for a water industry at Sawmill Cove. She thought it justified further planning for the construction of a deep water dock at the site.
I still believe that we have potential to sell water out there. I think if the timing isn't right, that's okay. We're spilling water off Blue Lake right now, and that's just excess water that it's money down the drain. We can afford to sell it pretty cheaply when it's spilling over like this. But we need a better way to get it to a tanker. And, one of the strong reasons why we need to build a multi-purpose dock out there, it may not be imminent for the present, but it will be imminent need in the very near future, I think.
Regardless of the outcome of the ownership dispute over the Sawmill Cove bottling plant, True Alaska still has contractual rights to lease the property for 25 years, provided it remains current in its utility and lease payments. The City Finance Department confirms that TAB brought all its utility accounts up to date with a payment 2 weeks ago. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.